Page 224. Rescripting the Western.
From the beginning of the film, the Western stereotype is immediately clear. The location where all the events take place couldn't be more typical. West Texas, near the Mexican border. All the main characters are perfectly integrated in this environment. They are the essential element of every Western movie. Consistent with the Western genre, the whole story is centered around the possession of a large sum of money. The suitcase, containing $2 million, is a form of narrative center of gravity. With the exception of Sheriff Bell, all the characters share a common goal: to take possession of the suitcase. Their actions and interactions are motivated solely by the presence of the money. In a normal Western, there would be only one possible conclusion. The duel is the highest moral point of a Western movie. It represents the only honourable solution of a radical out-and-out confrontation between two characters who embody the ideals of good and evil. However, regardless of the outcome of the battle, the meaning of Western duels is always the same. The hero reaffirms himself as the hero. But this does not happen in No Country for Old Men. In spite of almost 1.5 hours of impending climax, there is no duel at the end. The death of Moss, the character we've been driven to perceive as the hero of the movie, is invisible. We find him dead. At this point, the whole Western stereotype suddenly collapses on the spot.
Copyright. Brain Blender.